New Millennium Audio presents
Under the Streets of Nice by René L. Maurice and Ken Follett. Prologue. Un coup monumental. Headline in Nice Matin, 21st of July, 1976. It was going to be a hot day. The sun rose at 6:08, and by breakfast time, the town was sweltering. The holidaymakers took their petit déjeuner on shaded balconies. The motorists opened the roofs of their convertibles. The waiters lowered canopies over pavement cafes. The early risers were already on the pebble beach. Slender brown girls took off their bikini tops to reveal slender brown breasts, and locals looked on with unconcealed lust, while the visitors pretended that topless sunbathing was nothing new to them. Along the promenade, a 6-lane highway, the traffic roared past, polluting the warm Mediterranean air. It was going to be hot for the holiday makers, and for the motorists, and for the waiters, and it was going to be especially hot for Pierre Bigou. The thermometer would rise past 86 degrees Fahrenheit, but for Monsieur Bigou, it would be much hotter. Bigou was controller-in-chief of the main branch of the Société Générale Bank at 8 Avenue Jean Médecin, in Nice, France. For him, July the 19th, 1976, started out like a normal Monday morning. The high-ceilinged main hall of the bank was cool and hushed as the shirt-sleeved tellers prepared to receive their first customers when the doors opened at 8:30. At 8:28, he checked his watch against the large clock on the wall in the main hall, then went into his office, leaving the door open, and began to read the morning paper. He had been with the bank for many years. He had reached a very senior position.